You're listening to Soundtracks, your source for the latest music and musings behind your favorite movies.
Yes, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Soundtracks. Mick Jost here, editor of GeekTyrant.com. And on today's show, we're going to be covering another classic film, or I don't know if I should call it classic, because I don't want to offend anyone who may have seen it when they were in theaters. Because it's not, you know, in the grand scheme, it's really not that old of a movie. David Lynch's 1980 The Elephant Man, of course, scored by John Morris and released courtesy of Milan Records. Something that I love about this film is that its message is going to continue to be relevant years after we're all gone. I mean, this is one of those films that I truly believe will become a classic in film, and I mean, already is to its own right. Which is interesting because this is David Lynch's first directorial debut. People have seen Eraserhead, so I mean, there's a crowd for it, trust me. There's a crowd that enjoys and appreciates that genre, but you know, I'm sure not everybody was completely on board with David Lynch back in the day, much as you'll find with some people today. Being shot in black and white, which is, you know, his style, but not the typical of the time, and yet it is just such a fantastic movie. It doesn't take much to draw you in. The first few frames of the film, where you're sitting there and you open up to the carnival with the pinwheels spinning in the background and Dr. Trees visiting the freak show, I was hooked instantly. Just completely drew me in. And if you haven't seen it, I highly encourage you to. The music really does a good job of drawing you in. Take this for example. This is Dr. Trees visits the freak show and the Elephant Man. Note the transition in the middle. You actually know when he enters the tent to start making his way towards the Elephant Man. The shift in music right there. Check it out. It's right here on Soundtracks.
Thank you.
Dr. Trees visits the Freak Show and the Elephant Man right here on Soundtracks, where Milan Records was courteous enough to give us the Elephant Man soundtrack. You can check them out, just do a quick Google search on them. They got a really extensive body of great music for films, all available for you to purchase. So, back to the movie. John Morris, he's been involved in a lot of films, and you have to sit here and wonder, well, how did he land this gig of the Elephant Man? Well, Elephant Man was executive produced by Mel Brooks, who left his name out of the film because he feared people would view it as a satire, which, given the context of Mel Brooks and his style, would not have been completely off base. I can imagine a lot of people making a big joke out of The Elephant Man. I mean, people still kind of make a joke out of The Elephant Man. It's a very good film, but you always hear cartoon characters, you know, talking in the voice that John Hurt uses. But you can't say it wasn't a good call, because had I not researched the movie, I would have had no idea he was connected to the film. So back to the music. There was a scene in the film that was just a... There's a scene in the film that's just a completely awesome mesh of music and what's going on in film. And it's due completely to the collaboration between John Morris and David Lynch. Because David Lynch is one of those guys who's really good at either making you feel like you are dead when you're watching a film, or that you're experiencing a child's nightmare and you're frightened for your life. And such was the scene when all the drunks come in and start messing with the Elephant Man. And he passes out and, you know, they're leaving him all around. That was, oh, it was just frightening. And people are pushing all over him, you know, and it's just a bunch of drunks, you know, bouncing around, throwing around. But the music that builds in the background just makes it like it's the most defiling thing, and it is, it really is, but without that music, I don't think that can be really brought to your attention as much as you feel it when you watch it. So here we go. This is The Nightmare, and it's right here on Soundtracks. The Nightmare, right here on Soundtracks, where we're doing The Elephant Man, composed by John Morris and given to us graciously by Milan Records, so that you can listen to it for free and we can talk the movie, which is fantastic. Let me just talk about John Hurt for a little bit, who arguably, besides Anthony Hopkins, gives the strongest performance in the film. Let's not forget the fact that you don't actually hear the Elephant Man speak until 40 minutes into the film. So, I mean, that's only, you know, Hopkins has a 40-minute head start to establish his character. And still Hurt, with his emotion and his dedication and just realism to the role, really just sells it to me in ways that, you know, you don't typically see too often in acting anymore. I mean, the dedication this guy had. Every day he filmed, he was in makeup for 6 hours. 3 hours to put on, 3 hours to put off, and he only shot scenes for 2 hours. And you might be, oh, yeah, what a baby. I mean, this makeup is intense. You've seen exactly what everything looks like every time he gets into character, which was taken from an actual body cast of the real Elephant Man. We'll be talking a little more about him later. And he was quoted in saying, calling his wife after the first day of shooting, that, honey, I think I found something that finally made me hate acting, which I think is hilarious. But I'm so glad he didn't back down, take another role or something, because he does do quite a fantastic job and hopefully lives up to the reputation that is the real Elephant Man. Like I said, we're going to be talking about the real Elephant Man up next. But first, let's break things up with Samuel Barber and Adagio for Strings right here on Soundtracks. Thank you. Adagio for Strings by Samuel Barber right here on Soundtracks, where unfortunately we've come to the end. That just kills me because there's so much more I want to talk about Elephant Man, but that's just the way life is sometimes. Not fair. Much like life was not fair for Joseph Carey Merrick, who was in fact not John Merrick as the film suggests. Joseph was born in 1862, and now he was believed to be diagnosed with a combination of Proteus syndrome and neurofibromatosis, which is a pretty bad mix-up, as you can tell, the mass amount of tumors and curvature of the spine, the alarming curvature of the spine, as Anthony Hopkins put it, and, you know, the deformation of the human body. Why was he called John when all the other characters remained with the same name? Newspaper accounts of the real Joseph Carey Merrick called him Joseph. Well, Dr. Treves, whose memoir was heavily used for this film, referred to him as John, and even crossed out instances where he accidentally referred to him as Joseph. Why he did that, we're never going to know. But in terms of what was true with the real Elephant Man and opposed to the movie, yes, he was part of a sideshow act. I believe he entered willingly into the agreement. I don't think any abuse or mistreatment was going on until he was discovered by Dr. Treves and spent some time being examined, of course, compensated for which. Then he left and went back to another sideshow, and then came back where he was allowed to stay permanently at the hospital until he died at age 27. All of which during the time in his stay, he was a member of London's high society, had many friends, he was always seen at events, and people liked to talk to him. That is, if they could understand him. Another misconception about the movie is that the Elephant Man had a translator with him about 90% of the time, usually Dr. Treves, who could tell people what he was saying. He was not so well-spoken as John Hurt would have made him to be. Not completely based in fact, but still a very good presentation of what this man went through in his actual life. And with that, we've reached the end of Soundtracks. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. Hope you follow Soundtracks on Twitter. Just put an @ in front of Soundtracks. You're going to find us pretty easy. Subscribe on iTunes. Please, I want to try. Can we get like to the top 10 or 15 of like film soundtracks? If we could do that, I would be ecstatic because, you know, not that I deserve it or anything, because I, you know, I'm not going to be like that, but, you know, I'd like other people to find out about the show. Put some work into this. So anyway, I now leave you guys without ruining the ending of The Elephant Man for those who still have yet to see it with perhaps the most powerful song of the film. Just enough to bring a tear to your eye. It's Recapitulation, and it's right here on Soundtracks. Take it easy, guys. Thank you.
Like what you hear on Soundtracks? Visit GeekTyrant.com for an early release of the new episode and breaking news on your favorite movies, shows, and more. That's GeekTyrant.com.